What's up, y'all? Jeffy at Jeffy TV. What's up, boys and girls? Jeffy coming to you live on Memorex. I'm tired. What happens is when you travel, you're running on adrenaline. And then even when you get back home and you get a day of rest, and you go back to work, you're still running on adrenaline. It's not like until 3 or 4 days into normal life that the adrenaline wears off and I really start to feel tired. I can really start to feel the tired. And that's when I want to say, oh, I want to take a day off. Oh God, I want to take a day off. Oh God, I want to take a day off. But I can't because I don't have PTO. And this week we're in the office. We got 3 days. Every quarter to go in the office from working from home, team building, camaraderie, see everybody. And it was good to see everybody. And I mean, I'm turned up. I'm turned up ever since Tomlin pointed me out at the game and, going to the Steeler game in Cleveland and just acting out, if I could put it that way, or being able to express, what's inside of me and just to be fully open and from the phone, Funketeers ball and I mean, just all that's been going on. I'm vibrating at a very high level. And I went to work yesterday knowing that, even saying to myself, simmer down, simmer down. Keep it down, keep it down. Monitor it. So I get there and yeah, I naturally just turn up. I just naturally go to this next level, whatever it is. I'm just comfortable doing it now. It may be aggressive, it may be assertive, but I just go up to that higher, that next vibration in the room. I mean, it got to the point yesterday, I was like, it's too quiet in here. I was telling people because people were working and we're sitting around working, taking calls. I was like, it's too quiet in here. Just to, and I'm just animated that way. And some other things went on and we had a conversation. Got relatively politically incorrect because we were together and we were able to talk off the record, with no chatting, so there's no record of what we're saying. So we were able to say some stuff that probably would be deemed inappropriate. And so we went through that and then I'm talking to some bosses and supervisors and somehow I showed them my website. I've never showed anybody at that job my website before. And I showed them, Jeffrey TV, how to get there, and they wanted to see it. And I was like, all right, you want to see it? Okay, all right, And I told them that there's things, there's a protected class or something. There's topics and stuff you're not supposed to talk about at work. And I told them that's all I want to talk about. Those are the only things that interest me. So that's why I try to keep it separate. But I gave them the website, and so I was animated. I was up. I was just, talking to bosses, big bosses was from. Came from Manchester. I mean, I was just turned up. I'm feeling good at work, carefree, just not a care in the world, just, And then so I'm sitting there, and then I get a Skype message. Somebody wanted to, Skype with me real quick. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I recognized the name, and I was like, And then so I get in on a Skype call, all the heads of the department. Of our department are there. All the big guys. I'm talking about the big guy. I'm looking at all these names. I'm like, what did I do? I'm like, what did I do? And I even said it. Am I in trouble? I'm like trying to get things together and running. I'm working and looking it up and trying to get it all. Because it was a surprise Zoom call and all of them there. The top guy on down was in there. And after all of that and all of this, it seems that I was nominated for an award, and I got an award, Customer Service Ambassador or something. And I really wasn't sure what it was, and I didn't pretend to know what it was, but I was excited, and I was shocked, and I was like, "Oh my God, are you serious?" I was like, "It's just." Then I started talking to my boss later after. Sometimes it just gets to be too much. Or I like to feel like it's too much. I like to feel like it's overwhelming. Yeah, I still got this shoulder thing going on right now. You gotta stretch it out. Didn't walk. I'm tired. I didn't get steps today. I'll probably walk at work. I'm wearing different shoes. More solid sole. I got my insoles in there, but my plantar fasciitis is active. I'm tired. See, here's where it starts to get the tired part. You know, not when you first get back and you're running on adrenaline and, you know, you're accomplishing, trying to get finished, wrap up the trip, be unpacked. Because unpacked to me on this trip meant not only getting home, unpacking, and get my stuff, but also since I came home that day and had to work, it, officially home didn't start until I finished a work day. Because I flew from Cleveland to L.A., got to L.A., slept a few hours, and had to work for the midnight. So my officially home wasn't done until I finished that that work day. And then after that, I get one Sunday off, then it's right back to work. And only back to work, I got to drive into L.A., which is not bad, which is a good thing. I like being on the concrete. But all the bosses was there and all this, and it's just the blur and granddaughter and the funk and, you know, family and hanging out and food and music and fellowship and Steelers and Tomlin. And then I get to work and I get a special. And I'm talking to my boss about it, and they were kind of letting me know how serious or prestigious this was. Other people have gotten in our department, you know, blah, blah. But it's something, you know, to be nominated. A lot of people haven't gotten it, and I got it. And I don't know if I was trying for it, but I'm just naturally being me. I'm just naturally doing what I do, saying the thing, just what I believe and how I feel. I'm just naturally going around just being Jeffrey, you know, and just being, you know, I may be a little bit over the top right now because I'm just vibrating on a higher level. Things are just happening. And they're going to give me this damn award. I'm like, no, don't. I don't need this right now. My ego does not need this right now. Not at all. But that's my life. That's how my life goes. That is how my life. This is the life of Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. This is the life of Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. It seems that I'm being me. I'm doing what's inside of me. I'm living and expressing exactly 100% what I want, and I'm being rewarded for it. I'm being rewarded for being the person that I really always wanted to be. I'm being rewarded for being the person that I always wanted to be. If I'm being that person, whatever the situation is now, it's kind of hard to tell. You can barely see. I can barely open my eyes right now. I'm just still kind of sleepy. I haven't woken up yet. I think I got enough, you know, hours of sleep, but I need to stop. In fact, the other day, I forget what day it was. But I was able to finally just go and look at all the pictures and the stuff I did over the last couple weeks. Actually look at the videos that I shot, really, you know, see granddaughter, how, you know, her movements and her eye contact and all that, just, you know, just diagnose stuff and diagnose posts and, you know, really get into it and just go, uh-huh, and look back and see what I did over the last couple weeks. And then to go to work and just to be at work animated, you know, I was kind of, you know, it was good seeing everybody. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'm talking stuff and I literally said, it's too quiet in here. I said, it's too quiet in here, you know, so. And then, you know, to get the award for ambassador and, you know, that recognition for my work and my temperament and my demeanor, you know, to be rewarded. It's just, it's too much. Stop it. It's too much. Just stop. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, and for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, I'm talking about a totality of it all, a theory of universe, and hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Y'all know.